Good day. I am Coach Raquel, and this is Finding Happy. So welcome to Finding Happy. This is my special podcast and radio show that I do that is really about, it's just conversations I have, it's just monologues, I guess. From time to time I may interview someone, but finding happy is my journey in conversation to a mind that resides in peace. You know, peace of mind is my number one goal in this life. So Finding Happy is my radio show where I just talk about the things that I always go with what I'm feeling, and if I'm inspired to talk about something, like something that's happening in my life. And today I'm going to talk about listening, the power that lies in listening. That is really what I want to talk about today, because I feel as though I'm going through this this life journey, a period of learning and discovering and understanding the value in silence, the power in listening, the unique strength that comes from paying attention, you know? So that's what I'm going to talk about today on Finding Happy. So this is Finding Happy. I'm Coach Raquel. Hi, the Rate 10. Thanks for joining me. It is my hope that the conversation will also inspire you to think. That's what I'm hoping this conversation will inspire my listeners, whoever listens. I hope it inspires you to self-reflect, to think, to really go into your own self and ask yourself, you know, questions about who you are, how you're being, how you're showing up, what is working, what's not working. Listening, according to skillsuni.com, is the ability to accurately receive and interpret messages in the communication process. Listening is key to all effective communication. Without the ability to listen effectively, messages are easily misunderstood. According to the Oxford dictionaries, to listen is to give attention to sound or action, right? When listening, one is hearing what others are saying and trying to understand what it means. The act of listening involves complex affective, cognitive, and behavioral process. That's according to Oxford Living Dictionaries, yes? For the purpose of my conversation today, listening for me is more about the awareness of self and how one process sensory data. So I'm going to go through that process. You know, we receive data through our senses, right? We call them sensory data. So if you notice, it's not yet information, because no meaning has yet been added to it, right? So let's say someone says something, or you see something, or you hear something, or you feel something, right? There is a need to pay attention to. Well, sometimes we don't pay attention to it. We just skip all the way to responding without even identifying or even acknowledging that I just sensed something. It has become so automatic, our senses, that we sense something and then we go straight to responding. without taking the time to process. So I'm learning to process. So when I say the power that lies in listening, I'm talking about the power that lies in processing sensory data and listening to your own mind, your own heart, your own feelings, your own body, and understanding what it is saying to you. I'm talking about this because I'm just realizing that I'm doing a lot of self-checks, you know. It's something I do from time to time, especially as a coach. It's what I talk to my clients about, you know, being in the present moment, being conscious in what we do, paying attention, reflecting, things like that, you know, things of that nature. I like being in the awareness of. I like being in the present moment, you know. I like knowing what's happening. I like authenticity, you know. I like being aware of those things. I like to know that if something is happening, I'm paying attention, I'm aware. What I'm learning, there are three things I believe that listening teaches us, right? Listening teach us to respect. It teaches us to respect our environment, the people in it, our universe. It teaches us respect because when you listen, you get a chance to understand. You get a chance to hear. You get a chance to receive, you know, what someone else or what something else is expressing. So listening teaches respect. So the second thing that listening teaches is your own ability to process. It teaches self-reflection, your own ability to process something. So there's a sensory data, or someone said something, you heard it, and then you come now into the consciousness of your own ability to process that, interpret it, have some feelings about it, have a desire as to what to do about it. You process, so you have that ability to process whatever is said or done. And then the final thing is that I believe that final opportunity, the third key thing I think listening gives us is the ability to the ability to own what is, or the acceptance. It gives us the ability to gain acceptance of a thing. And by acceptance, I don't mean agreement. I don't mean that whatever was said is true or not, but you can accept that this is what is, you know? This is what is. So it allows us to accept what is. That's what listening does for us. So the first one is respect, right? It allows us to give respect and to have self-respect as well. Give respect to self and to others, yeah? And then two, it allows us to process things, you know, to process, self-reflect, or just reflecting. It allows us to reflect on things. So it in other words, it allows us to generate. It allows us to generate and create. That's what I believe it does. So those are the things I'm going to talk about today in finding happy. So the first one, respecting someone. Sorry, the respect that one gains, the power of respect that one gains when we listen. When someone is talking, one of the things I've learned is, and that this is not even about the other person, it's really a gift that we give ourselves when we listen. When we listen, we gift, it's a gift to self to listen. Because half the times we be talking, you know, and someone else is talking, but we're talking, and we're both talking and nobody's hearing each other. So it doesn't matter what decision you come to, it's not the best for either. You know, because if there's no respect in listening, in a conversation, nobody wins. Everybody loses, right? But when someone is talking and you have the capacity to respect them enough to just hear what they have to say, to listen, the power in that is something that is unimaginable. Because when we truly listen and I think silence is such a powerful thing, and I love silence. I love being silent, you know, and when you listen and just be silent, all the answers you seek comes to you. They come to you. All the answers come to you. All of it. If someone is trying to do something and you're trying to tell them no, or you're trying to tell them to do something else, and you just wait until they're done, sometimes you don't have to say a word because they say everything that needs to be said. And that's just one of the powers that lies in listening. When we listen, you know, it says to the other person, I respect you. I value you. I value what you have to say. I respect what you have to say. So I'm going to hear you out. You know, listening doesn't mean that you don't get your point across, or someone else has the mic forever and you never ever get it. That's not what listening is about. Listening is about respecting the other person who's speaking and saying, you know what, in this moment, I'm going to just give you the respect you deserve. And if what they're saying doesn't work for you, then as soon as they're finished, you can let them know, thank you for that. I heard you. And at times too, you can even repeat what you understand from it. Well, you can let them hear exactly what you hear. And then you can say, I heard you. And I'd like to exit from this conversation. You don't even have to go any further, right? If you feel like you're not being heard, or you feel like you're not being respected, right? I believe that giving what you need is the best way to get what you need. Giving it is the best way to get it, right? So in a conversation, the best thing you can do for the person talking is not to speak back, is to listen. It gives them some respect, and it also shows that you respect yourself. And in all of that, you get more than you bargained for when you listen. Whenever you listen, you get more than you bargain for, because you really, truly get to see a person when you listen to them. You get to hear them. You get to you get to really soak in what this person is about, you know? And that's when you really, truly get empowered to make a decision, when you really, really listen. So you're listening to Finding Happy. I'm Coach Raquel. And today we're talking about listening and the three powers I believe one gets from listening. Respect, the ability to process or to generate or to create, as well as the third one, the power to accept what is. So in dealing with respect and in looking at respect and what that does, when one listens, you're saying to the person who's talking, I respect you. And you're also telling yourself, even unknowingly, I respect me. You're respecting you when you listen. There's no benefit to chaos. When someone is talking and you're talking at the same time, it's disrespectful to self. It's disrespectful to the person who's talking, you know? And it's better to be the bigger person. It always is. I remember I dated this guy once who would say to me all the time, be the bigger sponge. And I just couldn't understand it at the time, but I get it, you know? Soak it in. The sponge soaks everything up. It doesn't matter how much you put on it. It just keeps soaking and soaking, right? It just soaks everything up. And sometimes that's what we need to be, especially when you're in a conversation with someone, you're in relationship with someone who you value. What's the greatest thing, gift you can give them when they're speaking than respect? Instead of everyone trying to say something, it's much better to just listen, because you learn so much I remember my niece, a three-year-old, she said to me once, she said, Auntie, there are three L's in learning, and talking isn't one of them. Look, listen, learn, she told me. And how wise she was at 3 years old. Listening is powerful because it allows us to respect ourselves and the person that we're talking to. And if that person is worth your energy, then we may as well just give them the respect, right? So my thing is to either listen or leave the conversation if the person's not worth my time. But if I'm going to stay in the conversation, I'm going to listen. And that's something I'm learning to do. I had an experience with someone I work with. I found that I was like, he would say things, and when he says it, I would counteract what he says and said, oh no, like he would say things like he said, oh, I'm not good at that, and I'd say, no, we don't need to focus on what you're not good at. How about focusing on what you are good at? And I found myself constantly saying it. But then he's constantly saying what he isn't good at. And I realized I'm not listening. He didn't, at no point in that did he say, how can you help me to be, or do you think I can? No, he's telling me who he is. And a lot of times we get into relationships where people are telling us something, but we're too busy talking to listen, to hear. And then we end up getting our hearts broken. Not because they hurt us, but because we didn't listen. So now it gets to a place where what they're saying, or who they are, who they're being, and what they've been saying has become so loud through their actions. Through the things they're constantly doing and constantly repeating, because now you're hearing it over and over and over, right? And you're realizing that, hold up, when you really sit and think about it, they've been saying this thing from the beginning, you know? But we're busy trying to counteract it, as opposed to hearing what someone is saying, understanding where they are, and deciding, is this in harmony with who I am, what my desires are, and who I want to be, who I want to be around, who I want to be with, who I want in my network. So listening is very important. And when you listen, we give respect. Now, another power in listening is the ability to create or to process things, right? The awareness wheel, if you've ever heard of what they call the awareness wheel, is a tool used to bring us into the consciousness of how our minds are working, or how it should work, right? Sometimes we hear something and we start responding even before the person completes the thought, the sentence, the idea, the concept, right? They open their mouth and we're excited. And sometimes it's just who's talking to us that gets us so excited that we feel, oh my gosh, I have to start talking back to you. But we haven't listened yet. We haven't listened yet. And it doesn't matter how great what you're about to say is, if you're not able to respect to that person by allowing them to complete their sentence, then you have to ask yourself, what am I responding to? You know, what am I processing? So the process, processing data, or processing what you hear, is the first step is receiving that sensory data. So someone said something, right? They said something, like, let's say someone says, I'm no good at hosting meetings. The next thing is not to respond and say to them, no, you are good at it, or no, you have to do it, or are you, or it's not time to respond yet. They've said it. You're respecting them enough to hear them, and hear that. That's and give them the opportunity to speak without being interrupted. But now you need to process what they say. Okay, so what do I hear you say when you say you're no good at hosting meetings, but you're the managing director for a company, right? What do I hear you say? So after hearing the words or hearing the voice or hearing the spoken concept, the next thing to do is not to respond, but it is to think about what the person says. So what are your thoughts now, right? Because if the receptionist says that to you as opposed to the executive director, they're two different things, right? In a lot of cases, that's going to have two different meanings to you. So in the thought process, this is where we add meanings, explanations, judgments, interpretations, understandings, meanings of words, right? This is the time now when you really stop and just kind of digest. And sometimes at this time, you may have to ask questions to fully understand what meaning to conclude to, right? One of the things I like to do is to ask persons, so when you say this, this is what I'm hearing. Is that what you intended to say? And allow them an opportunity to now process, right? To now process so they can let you know if that's what they're saying or no. Because what we have with people are experiences. Because really the only thing that defines a person is what are the words that come after I am. So what everybody else is saying isn't defining you. It's defining them, right? So to really understand and connect with what someone is saying, as you get to the thought process, the thought step after receiving data, it's good to say to them, because it also shows that you're making an effort to make sure you understand them or you connect, right? So when you say you're not good at hosting meetings as the managing director, what exactly do you mean? Are you saying that, are you suggesting that you may need to hire someone to host meetings for you? Are you identifying that you may need a secretary to assist you? Are you trying to tell me to do it? Like, what is that, for example, right? So the next thing, once you have that sensory data of someone says something to you, is to process it. This is where you interpret it or add meanings to it or ask questions to further understand what judgments or interpretations to assign to it, right? Right after once you've gotten to a place where you feel, okay, so this is what you're saying, the next thing is, now that I understand this, what do I want as a result? Sorry, what do I feel? What do I feel about this now that you've said it? See how much we go through before we should start talking? So it's very important that when someone is talking that we hear what they had to say, connect with it by processing it. Identify for yourself, what are the meanings I'm applying to what this person is saying? And are those meanings in alignment with what they intended to say before I begin to speak? And after that, then I need to decide, how do I feel about that? So let's say, for example, in my example, the managing director who said he doesn't like to host meetings. And when I asked him, what does he mean? And he said, I think I need to get a secretary, right? Let's say that's what he said. Then for me now, do I have a feeling about that, right? I can feel empathy. I can feel, okay, great. I'm happy that you're at a place where, you know what you want. You now decide, what do I feel about what is said? I don't need to take it personal, or I don't need to feel upset or happy or sad, because now that we have processed it and add meanings to it, and we both agree that what he's saying really had nothing to do with me. He was just wanting someone to talk to. So how do I feel about it? I can feel, oh, wow, I can feel good that he decided that I'm someone he could talk to, or I could feel like, why are you telling me this? You know what I mean? You can have so many different feelings, but you should process it to at least know if you have a feeling about it, right? So we're talking about listening, the power of listening. And one of those powers that I think is the power in processing what you hear before you start speaking, right? So I hear what you say, I think about what you say, and then I come to my own conclusion as to what I decode from it. And then I know this, find out for myself, what do I feel about this now that I've decoded it and I've applied such a meaning to it? What do I feel about that? The next thing now is, what do I want now that I have processed thus far? What is it? What now is my desire as a result of what I just heard and the meaning I applied to it and what I feel about it? Now, what do I desire? We're still not at responding yet. We're still at processing, right? We're still at processing. And now I have the power. I now have the power to decide what I want. I have the power to desire something, right? I don't know if you use social media, and sometimes there's so much conversation happening and I'm sitting there thinking, I don't think half the people talking know what they're talking about. Because the conversation is moving so fast, there's no way processing is happening. Because if we were to really process something, so for example, let's say one of the persons that people talk a lot about is President Trump. Let's say President Trump says something. How many people really stop to truly process it? And then to say, okay, this is what I feel about it. And then get to the power of that desire. Like, okay, now that I hear he said that, and this is the meaning I've put to it, right? Because it's based on my own understanding, my own education, the information I have at the time. That's what determines what thoughts you give to something. That's what determines the meanings you give to something someone says. Your own processing, your own information, your own experience. So that's where you actually impact the data. You impact what the person has said. So it's not just what they've said anymore. It's what they've said and what I've thought about it. Right? So now when you come to what you want as a result, you have the power to choose an outcome. You have an actual power to choose an outcome, right? You can decide, okay, you know what? You said that. Based on what you said, my understanding is this. And now this is what I feel about it. But you know what? This is what I want. I'm not necessarily, so let's say something makes me feel sad. I don't necessarily want sad after that. So I may feel sad because you said something, but I want peace. I feel sad. I interpreted bad, or hurt, and then it makes me feel sad. But I want peace. I want happy. So I now have a choice. It's right in the want that the desire that we have the choice now. And the final thing in the self-awareness is what you do next, the action you take. So now that I know what I want, regardless of what I felt and what I thought, what I interpreted you saying, now I want something. I have a desire to be happy. So what I'm going to do is what's going to make me happy. And that may not even mean me speaking. It could be me just deciding to have you continue talking, but I've closed my mind, right? We have the power. So that's one of the power in listening that lies in listening, the ability to process things. And listening is not just in when someone is talking orally. It's what we read as well. It's being on social media and seeing all this dialogue happening and people getting all up in their feelings and feeling hurt and attacked and all of that. If we just stop to process, so many hearts may not be broken. If we just stop to process it, right? Process it. So once you've processed it, you can determine the action you take. You can determine, is responding to this person, is saying something, is what do I want to do now? Do I want to remain silent? Do I want to speak to the person now? What do I say? But you now have the power. This is where you get the power to now dictate where you go from here with after the person has said something. You have the power when you process, right? So we're talking about the power that lies in listening. And the first one we spoke about was respect. When you listen to someone because they're speaking to you, or they've chosen to speak with you for whatever reason, they thought, this is the person I'm going to say this to. There is power in you listening because that power is respect. The respect that you allow that person, you afford that person to just speak without interrupting, without dismissing, without doing anything, just listening to hear them. Right? And then the second one is you have the power to process. So because you're respecting someone and you're respecting yourself as well when you listen, you respect yourself and the person and the conversation. Right? And then the second power, so the first power is respect. The second power is the ability to process. To process. Right? And to explain that, we went through the self-awareness wheel. Sensory data. So you, I sense, I think, I feel, I want, I do. Right? So you go through that. But a lot of times we skip through the I think, I feel, I want, and go straight to I do. You know, I hear you, I talk. I hear you, I talk. But who's making sense if we're not processing? If we're talking and we're not processing it, then what are we doing? What are we doing? You know, the third one is the power to accept what is. The power to accept what is. You don't have to agree, nor do you have to disagree when someone says something or does something. You have the ability to just accept that that is what they said. You have the power to just accept that that is what you said. That right there, you just said that. Okay, that's what you said. I accept that that's what you said. The reason I'm having this whole conversation is I was having a conversation with a friend of mine, and is someone who I realize his conversations are very past based, you know, very based in the past, and I as I hear him speak sometimes, I think he gets tripped up with what he can't do, and he focuses on it a lot. So he'll be saying, oh, I am the weakest link, or I am not able to do this. But then for a long time, I'll be saying to him, but of course you have the power to. You have the power to do this, or you have the power to do that. But then when it happened to me yesterday, I just stopped and I was like, you know what? Now we're at a level in this conversation that has been going on for too long. Because this is a conversation that has been happening for months, because we've known each other for a while. We're now at the place where I'm saying, you know what? I have the power to accept where you are. You're in the past, and I've got to leave you there. That's just where you are. You know, I don't have to try to convince you. I don't have to try to change your mind. I don't even have to try to say something that's going to make a difference. I can just accept what is. And that's the power in listening. Because when you listen and you process and you really understand where a person is, half the battle is over. Right? Because it's when you don't know where a person is, then you're unclear, right? Or you can be unclear. But when you actually listen and you hear where they are, you can just decide, okay, that's where you are. I'm going to leave you there. Or I see this is where you are. Are you willing to go? And we can both accept that this is what it is. And then we can have another dialogue. Now you can speak, or you can address it and say, okay, I accept you for where you are. However, this does not work for me. Or are you open to migrating from where you are to somewhere else? Yes? So now your responding has more value because you know where you are. and you can process, and it can go back to processing again to determine, can we think of a way out of here? Or do we want to remain here? Or you can decide, okay, I accept this to be what it is, and I'm good with it. But at least you have, you're in the awareness of it, right? So there are three things, I believe, three powers in that lie, that lies in listening, and there are three key elements, right? Three powers: respect, the ability to process, and accepting what is. So that's what I'm talking about today. And it can make your life so much more peaceful. And I do know that there's some of us that like drama, but at least the drama can be intentional, right? And it can be controlled, as opposed to feeling like you're in a chaotic space where someone is doing something or saying something and you don't know what to do, and you're just both talking. That person's talking, you're talking, everybody's talking, nobody's getting anywhere. Undesirable chaos. Undesirable chaos. We don't have to find ourselves in undesirable chaos. I think if we listen more, a lot of the chaos that we have will become unnecessary, and you'd be surprised to know how funny and dramatic listening can be. Sometimes I can be around persons who are just animated, right? And even the person who's arguing and carrying on, you don't even get the full fun of it when you're talking back to them. Just stop and watch them go. And you just sit and just watch them go, and you just listen. And you can be so thoroughly entertained. So thoroughly entertained sometimes. That's what I do sometimes, right? And just to remind you, you're listening to Finding Happy with me, Coach Raquel. And this is, of course, going to be broadcast on UME Radio, umeradio.com, if you want to, you know, Thursday mornings at 10 o'clock. So we're talking about the power that lies in listening, right? And there are three powers, I believe: respect, the ability to process, and the opportunity to accept what is. Listening is such a safe space. Listening is like a hiding place for me. Listening is an amazing experience. Listening gives me an opportunity to respect you. Listening gives me an opportunity to process and create my own thoughts and to get my own understanding of something or a person. And then I get to just accept what is. I don't have to fight. I don't have to fuss. I don't have to do anything. I just need to hear you. And should I determine that whatever you said, upon the acceptance of it, I'd like to share something, then I have that choice. I have that choice. But it's better than for everyone to be talking back and forth, or to be talking with someone who clearly is not hearing anything you're saying. Have you ever had those conversations where you're talking and you're hearing somebody and you're trying to support them too? You're trying to help, but they're hearing nothing you're saying. And this is what I say to that. If I'm talking to you and your response and your actions remain the same, then clearly we're not hearing each other. And that doesn't have to be in one conversation. It could be over a period of time. In a lot of relationships, you hear they talk about communication being a big deal. Yeah? I believe it's not just a matter of communication. I think it's a matter of listening. Nobody's listening. Nobody's listening. Nobody's listening. Everybody's talking. Everyone is trying to get their own ideas in. Everyone is trying to, you know, everyone is trying to put their two senses in. Everyone is expressing themselves. Everyone is having feelings. Feelings, nothing more. You know, everybody's having feelings. Everybody have a thought. Everybody have an idea that they want to share, but nobody's listening. There is more power in listening. There's greater power in listening than in talking. I promise you. You gain more by listening than talking. Keep your ideas. Sometimes the people you're throwing your great ideas to can't even hear you. they can't even respect you long enough to hear what you have to say. And so I say this, right? If we've been having the same conversations over and over and over, right? And my perspective has been the same and yours has been the same. What are we doing? What are we doing? We're not making any progress. We're just running around in the same position, in the same spot, in the same place. What good is that? What good is that? We're also in an era, in an era where data is as valuable as oil. Data is the new oil. When you start typing or blogging or speaking and you publish that, I was sitting watching, I like the Love and Hip Hop thing, just for entertainment. I'm entertained, and while I'm entertained, once the entertainment ends, I leave, as in once it's not something that keeps me laughing, then I move on. But I was watching it, and there is this, her name is Jocelyn, right? And she seems to have grown because she had a child. And there's also one with Kay Michelle. And I didn't watch all the seasons. I only watch it like on YouTube and see the clips. I don't watch the whole season and stuff. But I was listening to their interviews, and I'm looking at where they are now. And I realized that VH1, who owns the content, has decided to freshly post old footage of them arguing and fighting and carrying on. And I'm thinking to myself, wow, you know, even if they became the president tomorrow, even if they become a goodwill leader tomorrow, VH1 still has the power, still has the power to post a clip of them from 9 years, 6 years, however many years ago, when they were acting a fool. And if the people who are now looking at those clips did not know about their growth, or knowing that this happened some long time ago, wouldn't even know. And just think of that when you speak and speak and speak without even listening, right? So there are a lot of us who are just talking. But are we really thinking about it and processing it and understanding when I'm talking, how can this potentially affect my life? One, everything you say impacts your life. Everything. Some of us, we know when it's happening. Some of us, we don't. Or sometimes we know, sometimes we don't. Sometimes I have deja vu on things I've said. It wasn't that I had a vision or that I'm prophetic. It's that we're creators. We were created that way. We're designed. Whatever we think and say or do happens. Whatever we speak happens. Speaking is a verb. Talking is a verb. A verb is an action word. It's an action word. But sometimes I think because we assign different meanings to things. So for example, if I build a house with my hands, I go, I get the cement, I get the marl, I get the water, I put it together, and I actively pursue the construction of a building, then I accept that to be something I'm doing and I'm conscious of it. But a lot of us don't do the same with our speech acts. I call them, in my coaching session, I call them speech acts, right? The things we say, they're building something too. They're building a concept, an idea. And you know what's funny about those, which I think the speaking one is even what makes it speaking so much more dangerous than even doing something with your hands or building something, is that oftentimes the interpretation that is concluded or decided upon, we have no power over. The only thing that overrides that is our consistency. It is so important to listen. Talking is good, but listening is far more powerful. Far more powerful, you know? So I just wanted to have this conversation because I was learning so much, because I learned from our friend who I kept saying to negative words. I would, every time he says the negative words, I'd be like, negative words, we're there again, we're there again. Because I don't do well with past information. Like, I don't live in the past. And I understand that that's because, you know, of my purpose. I like to discover. I don't focus on what I can't do. If I can't do something, I move on. I'm not the person who, like, I don't like to going around, I don't like going around in circles. So for me, when someone keeps coming at me with the same conversation that's not progressing, things like this happen where I sit now and I start accepting what is, because I've now processed. I've had time to process. I know I'm like, okay, you know what? So with my friend, I'm just thinking, this is not someone who belongs in my network, in my space. Because I've now accepted, you're just a negative person. You're just negative. And you have the right to be who you are. See, I'm accepting you, who you are, where you are. Listening gives you the power of acceptance, accepting what is. Accepting what is. It needs no explanation. I heard you. I processed. And now I'm just accepting you where you are. And in that acceptance, I'm deciding this isn't what I need. And even in relationships, it's just that I think sometimes we don't accept what is, and we don't benefit from, and we don't listen because we don't want to hear what's being said, because we've already processed it, because it's been said many times, or we've already sensed it, right? Because we have instincts, you know. So sometimes when someone is, we refuse to listen, it's not because we're not aware that we're being disrespectful, is that we really don't want that person to feel what they feel or say what they want to say. We don't want to accept what is. How dangerous is that? Why would we want to exist in a world? Because that's what you do when you have people in your life. You create a world. That's your world, right? That's your personal world. They're in your space. Especially if it's a relationship or a marriage where you live with someone, right? And you know, you've now created that world. Because I've even sat and thought to myself, wow, you know, when I really realized when the person was finished talking, after I said, I sent a message to the same person and I said, and I mean, you know, God bless him, I get where he is. I said, you're powerful. You're more powerful than your emotional sore. You're more powerful than any flaw you have. And then after that, what I got was, I know I'm the weakest link. And I just had to give that man the respect of hearing him for a change. Processing what he said and understanding that this is just where he is. And then accepting where he is and understanding that, guess what? This is just where he is right now. And should he ever change, it's not going to be here and now. And then once you've accepted it, I can decide what next. Because what this has taught me is, as I sat and thought about it, I'm like, man, this is why they say, well, before you get married, really take your time. Because I think especially when you meet someone, and not in this case, because it's not someone I was intimate with, but, well, intimate as in romantic intimacy. But I was intimate because it's my friend. But when you get close to someone for marriage, and because I think in the beginning is like, we believe that, oh yeah, man, I hear that, that's where you are. Because I've heard, like, this is what he's been since I've met him now for about a little over a year. You know? And when you meet someone and you really like them and you like the energy, you like what you like what you share, you like being in their space, you like that you talk and you can laugh and you like the good times. And then you find that they may do certain things and you may just respond like, oh, no, you're okay, man. It's all right. Don't worry about it. You'll be okay. But then come 3 months later, you're the same thing, telling them the same thing. Oh, no, it's okay. You're wonderful. It's okay. You know, you need, when you're going to marry, you need time to watch, to see, is that for the honeymoon period to end, so you can get to the really listening. You know, I think a part of the wait is waiting not for them to show you who they are, but you're waiting for you to start listening to them. I think that's what the wait is about. The wait is about giving time for you to get to a place of listening, a time for me to get to a place of actual listening. Because, yeah, I hear you. You spoke and I heard you. But I didn't really listen and process what you said. Because I've already accepted, oh, no, that's okay. We're going to get over that. But if the person keeps telling you who they are, they're telling you who they are. You know, so when I think the importance in that wait, in the wait, whether it's for a marriage relationship or a business relationship or whatever, something before doing something big, give that wait time to start listening. The time where you start listening, give it time. If you're in a meeting, if you're seeking a job. If you're about to rent real estate or purchase real estate or do whatever, make a business decision, give yourself the time to listen to yourself, to listen and really hear the person, and to give them the three things that I believe, these three powers that lie in listening, I believe these three things really help us get to a place of best decision. Respecting, listen allows you to respect, right? Listening is a sign of respect. I respect you, so I'm going to hear what you have to say. I am respecting you by not speaking while you're speaking. I'm respecting me by allowing you to say what you have to say so I can properly and adequately process what you are saying. So the next one is the ability to process. You've got to give that to yourself. You need that. You need the time to process something. You owe it to yourself. Before you can make a decision, you need to process. It doesn't mean that you need 10 years now for processing. There's some persons who say, oh, I got to think about that. And sometimes that whole thinking process, I sense, I think, I feel, I want, I do. Sometimes that process, when you get to the I think part, you may have to get other information. Sometimes you don't have all the information to process what's being said to you or the communication coming at you. And if that is the case, you should go seek additional information to really process it, because sometimes our own information is so limited that it's inadequate to really process properly or effectively what the communication is that we're receiving. So take the time to process, not just time to sit down by yourself and, oh, I'm thinking about it. When what is really happening is you're sitting down and in the middle of thinking about it, you're thinking about the vacation you haven't had. You're thinking about the nice sex you had last night. In between, you're thinking about that exam that's coming up. That isn't thinking. That isn't thinking about something. That's not adequately or efficiently thinking on something that's going to impact yourself and somebody else. It's where you really go pull on the meanings, the information you have. You know, you're interpreting, and sometimes you have to ask back the person, is this what you mean? Is this what you're saying? Am I understanding you effectively? Am I understanding this effectively? Is this what you're saying? To be clear, because what you need is clarity, right? Clarity. And you want to do as much as you can to impact their data as little as possible. Because you're going to impact it because you're the one interpreting it, which is why the questioning is very instrumental, I find. I find when I ask, is this what you mean? And they're able to say, oh, yes, that's what I mean. I feel like I'm impacting it less. Right? So you process. So one, you respect by hearing the person out, giving them, you respect by giving them the time to speak. It's not even hearing them out. It's giving them the time to say what they have to say. And you respect yourself as well. Then you have the ability to process what you've heard. And then, the greatest power of all, I believe, is the ability, the acceptance. You are then able to accept what is. You're able to accept what is. And acceptance doesn't mean you agree with them. Acceptance doesn't mean you accept what they say. Acceptance just means that you're able to say, okay, so this is where you are. This is the state of our conversation. This is the state at which we are. Yeah? So you're listening to Finding Happy. I'm Coach Raquel. And this is You Me Radio. Thank you so much for being here. And today we talked about, well, I talked about, and thank you all so much for joining me and for listening to me. But I spoke about the power that lies in listening. And I highlighted three key powers. Respect for self and the person speaking. The ability to process, that is the ability to get to a place of understanding. You have the ability to process it. And the final one was the power to accept what is. So the power of respect in listening, the power of the ability to process, and the power of acceptance, accepting what is. Thank you so much, so much, so much for being here, for listening. I hope it was useful information. If you have any comments, or you haven't shared any comments, but if you do, you can go ahead and share them. I have 4 minutes left. If anyone wanna say anything, you can. And if not, that's completely okay too. But I really hope that there was something in what I said that was useful and beneficial to you. Thank you so much for being here. I am so deeply appreciative of it. And I pray that as you continue throughout your day, that you'll be just tremendously, tremendously blessed. Take care. I'm Coach Raquel. Goodbye.